Because they're not requiring it.
Financially bound by it.
We are financially bound by it. We just signed something saying we do 13%.
That's what I could
if there's ever a...
It's them that's in danger. If you want those things to be in there so that you can do financial finance,
that's it's for you guys. So I would... We'll have it. We'll have
something upstairs that yeah. we can get real quick, and then if it's all right, we will recognize, I'll sign it. We'll make a copy to retain until we get the original back, and then we'll turn it over to Jeff if that's all right with everyone.
To go.
Yeah. If I still need to get Beth Wyman's signature, do you want me to take both copies back, get her signature, and bring you back one this morning?
Okay. Yeah, they'll probably have that upstairs.
We're able to sign both copies in all four places.
I haven't, no.
Because that way I could leave here with one, two, and you all retain one. Is that all right?
That's up to you.
This one looks more in the red spot. Actually, it says this one.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. There are four spots for you to sign, which includes the first page. All the red tabs. And then Mr. Merrill has a spot, too. If you just want to sign your date, I can print your name where all that appears.
All right.
I'm not sure what people like to do for an official... If you were a Mike or a Michael or a middle initial, so I'm always late. But I can do that part later if you want. Are you guys certifying what kind of state or county you are as far as the business entity and things like that with DUNS numbers? And I use that same research that I did last contract that I filled in this time. So I'll run that class.
I think we've got our paper we need right here.
She's got both copies.
Is it just the signatures for?
Can I see what you've got there real quick? I'm missing a cover sheet.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Leaving, Frank? I guess he is.
I guess so. Board appointments.
I
first one I have is a sewer board. And we have to...
I'm ready to make one recommendation.
We have two vacancies.
Right.
And we have one, two, three, four, five, six applicants.
Is it two different time frames?
Okay, we do have one expires already expired December 31st.
So is that a 4-year term or 5-year?
5-year term.
So that'd be from 1/1/17 to 1/9/17 to 1/12/31/22. So it says there.
It doesn't have it. Just from 12/2012 to 2016, 12/31/2016.
Okay.
And it started in 2/21/2012.
Move to appoint Mark Still to the sewer board to start his term 1/9/17 to 12/31/2022.
You have that one?
Yes. I'm sorry, what was your motion?
Mark Still, for 5-year term.
We have a motion.
I second that.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Is the second one a 5-year term, or?
Should just be finishing out of another term. It should be a, I don't know what the actual
maybe
time left on it is.
One more year.
One more year till the end of, December 31st,
2017.
I move to appoint Miranda Saffel for that 1-year term.
We have a motion.
I'm not ready to make a second on that one.
Seen the application.
Mm-hmm. I haven't really had a chance to vet any of the. It's only been one individual I talked. Well, two applicants that I've talked to. I think we've got a lot of good applicants. We just need to. Thank you. Let's fill out Commissioner Strahan's.
Okay, we have a motion. I'll second that motion. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Can you ask if there's any nays?
Okay, any nays?
Nay.
All right.
I don't know the individual, and I know there's another person with the same profession, and I think it could be dangerous to put somebody on the board with that much money and that much control, and then having knowledge, whether they use it consciously or subconsciously, for their own benefit. So that's why I'm teetering. That's why I wasn't ready to necessarily vote today. So
I understand.
I don't know that's good to put realtors on a sewer board.
Yeah.
Knowing that they can kind of control where sewer goes, and that might increase or decrease values in land and have maybe an upper hand on certain things. So that's why I think it's just a slippery slope and could be dangerous. So that's all.
Well, and I realize one of the other applicants is also a realtor on the west. And my reasoning was from people I spoke with.
They're both could be great. I mean, I know Mr. Critchfield, and I think he's a great man, too. And again, it could be subconscious. I just think it puts them in a dangerous situation.
Okay. I was also trying to keep the board diversified in the area, east through the west.
To speak to that, you've got 1, 2, 3 people on the board from the east, which is perfectly fine, and 2 from the west. So, again, either way, I think it's going to be just diversified.